Would you like to learn this Mishnah as a hemshich of a previous Mishnah? We're live?
We're live.
We're live. Okay. I should. Okay. So, Taisus is saying over here, this Mishnah is a hemshich of the previous Mishnah. That's why the Gemara hopped on to Ben Grush as opposed to Mamzer. The Ramban says, Milsa de Shchicha. That's interesting. The Ramban seems to feel that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz is more Shchicha than Mamzer. I don't know why it's considered Shchicha. She means more common. Okay. Valfagav de Tosefta Katani Lahachi im Heidu Shu Ben Grushu Ben Chalutz in the Sin Mamzer Vevet Loikim Esarboim. Masnis and Miachad Min Ayonoka de Shchicha Tvei. Good. Boy, the Kamash Blondel, the Mishalim Le Mom and Afagav, the Mavs Min Meachilas Trumo, Sharma Tonis, Matnes Kuno. So now the Ramban says, there's another special chiddush in this Mishnah as to why the Mishnah mentions specifically Ben Grusha over other psulim, Kegoin, Mamzer, and others. Says the Ramban, the reason is because, in fact, the same way, besides the fact that they wanted to make him to Ben Grusha, he would have lost Truma, he would have lost Matnos Kahuna. What are some Matnos Kahuna besides Truma? Chaz, oh, that's good, that's a good one, yeah, right? What else? How about Pidyon HaBen? A lot of things. Cain would have lost money. Huh?
Wasn't there something? Never mind. I forgot part of the animal. I remember doing this this year. Got what it was. Never mind.
Okay. So, therefore, says the Ramban, that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Frek the Ramban, Vim Temra, Maile Mishalim. Hakamapsi law. So now the Ramban says, well, in fact, why doesn't he pay? He tried to be mafsid. Yes, David.
Can we just say that?
That just wasn't their intention. Making those money, that's why we're giving.
It's like
the case of
me, so we said we
weren't
trying to kill the wife. We were just trying to make her husband.
How do you know that?
You're saying you don't know that. You don't know that their intention to make those money. Like, why don't we make him pay? We can change that. Wasn't their intention?
Why don't we just say that the that their intention was just to answer? Why can't they just argue?
Could you answer them that when someone tries to make someone a halal, it's not like I'm making you a halal and then it happens to be your kids are also halal. It means when I make you a halal, I know full well my intentions are that's a full, you know, the dore doros for, you know, continuation, that your children are going to be a halal because you're a halal. I'm not ignoring the fact that's meaning you, making you a halal is making your kids a halal, and that's the same thing. That's what I want to do. That's part of what I want to do. I want to make you halal, which makes your kids halal.
I was going to say something a little similar, David. I don't know if this is what you mean. What I mean is, in other words, here, the intention clearly is to give a status of a halal. The ramifications of that are all ramifications. They are all things that happen to making someone into a halal. But once you make someone into a halal, you obviously, the Edom are aware of all the ramifications of someone being a halal. See, in the case of like the Namorosa case, so the point is this: they can argue that they weren't coming to be made that she to be mechayev her for the znus. They were coming just to say she's aser to her husband. So there are two different ramifications about saying that she was mezane. Here, the whole edus is that she's a chol. He's a chol. Chol has a lot of ramifications. You can't say I meant this ramification, not that one. That's what I think. But it's good. It's a fair question. I mean, it needs an answer. So I think that's the answer. Do you hear what I'm saying? The Adus is on a status. He's a Cholol. There are a lot of ramifications of Cholol. This is one of them. But the Adus undoubtedly was to make him into a Cholol. So what should be done to them is all the ramifications of Cholol. Kashis Basisim Le Kashis Zomam Lasis Lochi. They were Zaymim to make him into a Cholol. Therefore, the response has to be to make them into Chololim.
Right, I got that. But wasn't the question, why don't we make?
Yeah, they do make him pay, but the fact that the hefset truma is all a taitzah of being chalal. You can't get truma because you're a kayin. You're not a kayin anymore. telling you, he thought he was a kain. He's not a kain anymore. So in my we're not talking. Their edus was not a particular taitza. Their edus was that he's a cholol.
I mean, can you also say in the case of when wife is chayav misa?
Well, you're saying is by the case over there. We're saying that she was mizane.
Right.
She was mizane. So we're saying is
by making her as her husband, they also know she's going to be chayav misa.
Yeah, that's true. But it's saying is that there are really two halachas that are nifsak, al pi that edus. And the two halachas are, one is the chiyuv misa, one is the isur to the husband. Here, there's one psak based on their edus. He's a cholol. All of these things are ramifications of being a cholol. It's not that they were made that he doesn't get truma. Or he could have been made. They're all centrally located. I'm going to get into these ideas a little more as we get into when we just start discussing what Adam Zeman is about and what Adus is about. In Adus, there is, I'll share you the term now, I use it occasionally, I call it, the Torah says, Al-Pishtayim Adam Yokum Dover. There is what I call the Yokum Dover of the Adus. What comes out of the Adus, the Psak Din that comes out of the Adus.
When means the actions that are taken.
Yokum Dover, based will pass on something, Al-Pi, what the Adam said. So, in other words, when you give edus that someone is mezaneh, a woman is mezaneh, so the edus is she was mezaneh. What is, quote, the yakum dover from that edus? Well, a couple of things. She should get misa. She should be also to the husband. They're two different, okay? When I made somebody as a cholol, a ben grusha, there is one yakum dover. He's a cholol. Everything else flows from that. Okay. Frank the Ramban, so why is he mafsid the moment? He says, Iklameimar, why is he not mafsid that? Or why don't they have to pay for that? Amayla Mishama, Vadika mafsid lo. Iklameimar, Groma Ba'almahu, Upotter. Now, I think I looked around this. Does anybody have, did anybody bother to look the Ramban up in the original? I think there's a word missing here. It just doesn't read. Groma ba'almahu poter chade ki hezeka bedina degrami. There is, I think, a word missing. And I looked around on the shelf in the back of the base manager for a Ramban. I didn't find one. I think.
Garmi,
well, it's true, but I'm interested more in what the Ramban's answer is. I think I wrote up. Words, it should be Chada Delei Bori Hezeka B'Dedina Degarmi. That is the words that it says in my Ramban. That has to be correct. This is a mistake. Chada, the few words missing, Delei Bori Hezeka B'Dedina Degarmi. The words that are written here make absolutely no sense. Chada Delei Bori Hezeka B'Dedina Degarmi. That means it is not clear, bari. The word bari means from the word clear. Chada delei bari hezeka b'dedina degarmi. What does that mean? It means that when it comes to dina degarmi, the halacha is that you are only chayav dina. What is dina degarmi, first of all? It is in mazik, there are two ways one can accomplish hezek. There is something called mazik itself. What happens when you're mazik somebody? What's the halacha?
Depends how you mazik him.
Say that. Let's say you mazik him straight away. You break. You step on his iPod. Next. Now what? You pay. You go to Beis Din. The guy takes you to Din Torah, and Beis Din forces you to pay for it. There's something called grama. Grama is where you weren't actually mazik yourself, but you caused the hezik to happen. We'll explain that in more in detail in Yitzhashem Hemshich. But groma means, from the word groma, to be gairin, you're causing the damage to occur. Groma is not chayiv in Beis Din. You're only chayiv in lotzeis yidei shamayim. The same way you're chayiv to do mitzvahs, you're chayiv to pay for groma. But if you are in Beis Din will not be mechayiv you to pay for groma. They will say you're potter. You're not potter completely. You're chayiv lotzeis yidei shamayim. Beis Din is not mechayiv groma. Dina de Garmi is a form of grama. There is something called dina de garmi and something called grama. If you want to know the difference, it's a very good question. As I told some of you this morning, Ramban wrote a whole sefer called Kuntras the Dina de Garmi to explain the hevdelim and the chidushim and the difference between dina de garmi and grama. In his Hakdama, he writes, the chilukim between dina de garmi and grama are sometimes kechut asayra, like the splitting hairs. You're splitting to hairs to know when it's grama, when it's dina de garmi. So what exactly the difference is? Very good question. Dina de garmi is, as Yeshua said, a little more direct. A little more direct. Focused is the right word. In either case, there is a halachic difference. Dina de garmi, you can be forced to pay in basin. It's machlekes tanoim, machlekes yushonim, how he paskin, if it's deraisa, derabonon. But dina de garmi, you can be forced to pay in basin, grumanat. The Ramban says, one of the rules of dina de garmi, according to many rishonim, is you're only chayav dina de garmi if what you did was bari hezeka. Let's give an example of something that might fall into the category of dina de garmi. According to many rishonim, no question, if you take somebody's plate, somebody's dish, drop it from a 10th floor, breaks, you're a mazik. You're a mazik. What if somebody drops a dish from the 10th floor and there is a cushion, a pile of pillows under it? Nothing's going to happen. Someone goes ahead and removes the cushions. That may be an example of dina de garmi. You were gerim the hezek. You didn't cause it. He dropped it. But you were gerim. You caused the hezek to occur. Is it bari hezeka? From the 10th floor, I think we'd agree, most dishes, it's probably bar. It's certainly going to happen. From a foot, from 2 feet, not so bar. It has to be clear that what you're doing is clearly bari. It's causing the hezek to be chayiv for dina de garmi. Says the Ramban in his first answer, iklameimar groma ba'alma hu potter. This is groma ba'alma. Because you're only chayiv for dina de garmi for bari hezeka. And this is only groma. Kasher abaisai, I do not understand this Ramban. Who is talking about dina de garmi and groma and mazik? We're not talking about mazik at all. This is not a sugya of mazik. This is a sugya of edim who gave edus on somebody that what? That he is a cholol. And they were mops at him, potentially, truma. So the question is, does vasisan lekashazam lasis lochim entail a chiyuv on them? The hefsid they did to him, and the chiyuv tashlumin for that hefsid, is not midin dina de garmi. It's midin kashazamam. What they intended to do has to be done to them. What has this got to do with grama and all those halachas? Yes, Dov, you have an answer for that? Okay, so I'm going to say a little like that, but I'm going to kind of draw it out a little differently. What I'm going to argue is like this. They have something in common. Kasha zaman lasei slachiv assumes that you are zaymem, a direct cause and effect to the person that you're being mazik. So even if this isn't the sugi of grama, the rules are going to be the same. Why is bari hezeka potter from dina de garmi? Because there is no direct cause and effect over here between the person that did cause the damage versus the damage happening. It was not bar the hezeka was going to happen. The connection between the two has been severed. It's not a clear connection. That's what happens when it's bari, not bari hezeka. When it's not bari hezeka, the connection between the mazik and the nizik has been severed. As such, the Ramban says the rule applies here too. Since it's not Burr that he is going to lose Truma, maybe no one would ever come to give him Truma. Maybe no one would have ever asked him to be a Kayan for a Pinyan of Ben. Maybe no one would have offered him the Lechi of the Behema. So as such, this is not called Bari Hezekah. Therefore, Kasha Zomam Lasois, he is saying is, requires that he was zaymim, there was a direct connection between the Edim and the result. Here, there is no direct connection between the mazik of the Edim, the maisa hezek of the Edim, the hefsid of the Edim, versus what is happening. That's good for the first answer of the Ramban. But, Rabbi Sai, it becomes much harder. The Ramban then goes on and says another answer. V'oi! Deleka doin dina de garmi elabishagaram vihipsid. Avalzeh le garam hefsid klum. Sherei eno ben grushal piyim. V'rachmona omar kasher zomam lasayis le'ochiv v'loi kasher zomam ligroim. The whole Gemara, the whole sugya of Asisim Lekasha Zamam, nothing ever happened to the Nizik. He was never hurt or damaged in any way. It's on the intention, what their intention was, that's what you do to the Edim. You're right, they never caused any damage, but their Edis entailed the potential, had the Edis been carried through to the end, damage would have happened. That is the din of Kasha Zamam. What in the world does he mean? That happens to be true. Kasha Zamam Lekasha Zamam, that's one point. But even if Kol Shechein over here, where the whole point is you're chayav for what you intended on doing, so what in the world does Ramban mean? That here there was no hefsek that happened. Doesn't make sense. It's not my kasha, but you say all the achronim on the bottom here, leave this line in Ramban, Tzarech and Gadol. What in the world does the Ramban want? Vaydaleka doin dina digarmei elabig shigarm vehifsid. Avalzeh legarim hefsid klum shreino ben grush al piyem v'chman amar kasher zomam lasis lochi v'loi kasher zomam ligroin.
What does
the
eno grush al piyem mean?
We never branded this person a ben grusha through their edus. We never got to that point. It was only an intention. It never happened. What's going on? What does this mean?
Why should we chayav something that never happened?
And
what his intention was?
That's always Adam's aim. It made in somebody's chayav misa. And if they killed him, it's too late. It's always like that. They were made as a ben grusha.
But the misa is a direct result of the
Adam's Adam's. Here's a direct result too. Well, now you're saying something else. Now you're saying it's all grum and all that kind of thing. Oh, so
basically, you're saying.
But he's saying something else though. He's saying. There's a lot more words here. Saying the lake of the dying didn't elab shigarm behefsid of alzele garm hefsid klum. And then he makes up his own drasha. What does he mean? Kashizam lasoyis v'leik kashizam ligram. What's going on? So I think, gentlemen, that the pshat in this Ramban is like this. We need to understand a little better the basic difference between mazik and dina degarmi ala grama. What is the real difference between the two? The difference is the following. Mazik always contains what is called a maisa hezek. Right, we're going a little above a comma now for just a moment. In mazik, there is always a maisa hezek. That means a person does an action. The action is what causes the hezek. That can be you threw a stone, a rock at someone's window. The maisa hezek was the throwing of the rock. The hezek is the damage. The window broke. If we threw the case where I dropped a saucer or a cup from a window, the throwing of the saucer was the maisa hezek. In Groman Dina Digarmi, there is no maisa hezek. So what is there? The person does an action or does something where the hezek can be connected, can be misyaches to something he did. But that action he did is not a maisa that causes hezek. You are chayiv in dina degarmi for having the hezek connected. It's connected, it's misyaches to him. It happened through this person. But there was no maisa hezek. The Torah says by Adam Zaymimin, Ka'asher Zomam Lasois. The word Lasois, the word Asiya. The Eidus is an Eidus of Maisa Hezek in that sense. A Maisa that is Gairim. Your Eidus leads to, or has the potential, or the power for a Hezek, a damage to the person that you are made on. You were made is Chayav Misa. You were Zaymim Lasis, what? A Maisa Chayav Misa. Even Ben Grusha, you are there is an Asiya here. What's the Asiya? A change of status. You're turning him into a Ben Grusha. Ramban is saying that in a case of being made on someone, he's a Ben Grusha. You aren't the cause. That he doesn't receive truma is not directly a result of the Eidus. It is just that the fact that he's not receiving truma anymore can be nisyaches to the Eidim. But their Eidus was not to directly cause the Hefsid Mammon. It's grama. Even with the Eidus. The Eidus is not in Asiyas Hefsid Truma. It's Gerim Hefsid Truma. Why? Because through the Eidus, he won't get Truma. Therefore, the Eidim are responsible for the lack of the Hefsid Truma. However, they didn't cause it. The Ramban is telling us, I think, two things. Number one is the Drosha of Kasher Zomam Lasayis Lochi Vekalei Kasher Zomam Ligroin. Therefore, midin kakashe zamam, we cannot hold the Eidim liable for the fact that there is hefsid truma. The drusha requires an asiya, not a grama. There has to have been that their Eidus itself was caused the hezek. It created the maisa hezek. It is the maisa hezek. There's no maisa hezek. Just what? They're responsible for it. That is not contained in kakashe zamam. The Ramban adds something else. Well, okay, so there's no kasha zamam. Why aren't they chayav midin dina degarmi? Answer, because they weren't gerim, any hezek. That's how you read the words. Vaydaleka doin dina degarmi, ala bishigarim vehipsit. Dina degarmi you can't have unless they're actually mopsit. Zeligarm hefsit klum. Shrinan brum and grusha al piyem. And I, you'll say, al kasha zamam. No, says the Ramban. Vrachman omar kasha zamam lasis lochi, vilei kasha zamam li grim. Little difficult in the words, but kachani mevin the lashon of the Ramban. Hear what I'm saying, guys? Yeah. In other words, he's bringing dina degarmi to tell you. Well, why would I be mechayev this guy? Two reasons. Either dina degarmi, he caused a hezek, he didn't cause a hefsek. Elamai the kasher zomam shaboy. Ramban makes his own drasha. Kasher zomam lasoys v'lei kasher zomam ligroin, which means what I said before. The idea of Eidim Zemimin is that the Eidus itself, there is a kayach from the Eidus, a force created by the Eidus. That Eidus is, the force created is a mazik, it's a maisa hezek. You're only chayiv for the force created by the Eidus, what it was mazik. Here, the Eidus itself didn't make him lose money. It's just that what? If he's not a kain anymore, no one's going to give him truma. So the Eidus is responsible for the loss of Truma without actually causing the loss of money.
So the
says the Ramban, it doesn't go into Kasha Zamam.
And why not Dina Degarmi?
Because Dina Degarmi is only if you were a Geir Behezek. There's no Hezek here because he never became B'nai Grusha. We never got to that point. They were caught before that all happened. Yes.
What was the point of the Ramban?
Oh, that's
so he's like, he's saying two things. He's saying, number one is, why do you want to make him pay? Dina Degarmi, nothing happened. Elamai what? Because of what they intended to do? The only chayav for what you're a zamam lasayis and not zamam ligraim. What does that mean? We said before. It has to be that you're oisa the hezek. Here, they're responsible for it. They would have been responsible for it had it happened, but they wouldn't have actually caused it.
Why does the Rambam go through the list to compare the dina kasha zamam to the dina of hezek, meaning that you're not going to be chayav on grama his second
teretz? The first teretz or the second one?
The first teretz seemingly is completely irrelevant once you understand the second teretz.
Well, he's saying two teretz. We shouldn't do that. They're saying two teretz.
But it's reported. The second teretz is a drasha almost, though.
Yeah, no? Yeah, it is. He's saying there's a chiddush in his first answer because as I said, Bari Hezekah is a machlekes we've shown him. The first answer, the Ramban is saying that the hezek is there is no direct responsibility between the Adam and the result. When it isn't clear that this is going to happen, they're not directly responsible. So just like you say by grumma, you say such a rule, you're saying kashas amamosa. You can't say they're directly responsible for the result. Second answer is a whole new business. He's saying like kilu, it's his own drasha. Okay, Chevy, with me so far? We'll move on. Yeah.
The din got me. When would that ever happen? Because once the lady grusha, they would, and other Adam come, they would. That would be the case of din got me.
What exactly the case of the Mishnah should be or would be is this? I didn't get into that. It's very unclear what exactly is going to happen. The two Adam are being made in base that he is a ben grusha. Now, at that point, from that point on, if they are disproven, it would seem that they would get malchus.
Because of Dina Yarmit.
Well, they get malchus because they wanted to make him into a cholov, and their Adis was an Adis Shech. That's what we just learned. We're going to learn more about it soon. The question was, besides the malchus, they get let them hay also. So that, the solution is that they don't have to pay because they're only gairim. Okay, with me? All right. Yeshua, since you know it by heart, I'll let you read the next part of the Ramban.
Sure.
No, I'm going to share. Let's go.
Veganami, you can also say, you know,
maybe
you're joking?
No, I was joking. If you want to read, I don't mind. Go ahead, let's hear it. Go ahead.
Nah.
Floor is yours. Nah, Mamo.
Yeah. I haven't prepared this.
Ah, okay. Veganami Lifruke. He's an honest man, at least. Okay. Vikanami lifruke. We can also answer a third answer. Zichevin sheina tamek kayim behem kashazaman beikere dusam, shu apostle. The ikeratus was to turn him into a ben grusha. That's the ikeratus. That you're not going to do. Iatoyochu lekayim behem kashazaman betashlume hamaman. If you can't do kashazaman on the ikeratus, and as you can't, you don't turn the adam into halolim, you can't take the other part of their aidus, which is the hefsid mammon. Why? Shrei af lebonav shel nidoin ze hayamavsid mehem matnes kahuna. Not only was he going to lose truma and all the matnes kahuna, but if he's really a cholol, all his children aren't kohanim either. He's being mavsid his children also. Zok Ramban veinu chayev l'shalim lehem klum. Af loy einu mishalim klum. If he doesn't have to pay the children, you don't pay him either. Why? She'ein anu mekaymin kashazom lachatzoyin. Kedem rinan b'gmara, v'lipsalei l'didei, v'lei lipsalei l'zari. The Gemara is going to ask later, okay, the Gemara is going to explain, why is it that we cannot turn this person into a cholol, these Adam, why can't they make them into b'nei grusha? So the Gemara says a drasha kasher vasisim lekashazomam loy v'loy lezara. You do what you wanted to do to him and not to his children. So therefore, the Gemara asks, okay, so if you can't make the children into cholim, why not at least make him a cholol? Says the Gemara, because you can't do kashazomam lachatzoyin. Bainin kashazomam v'leika klemar shein mekaymin oisoy lachatzoyin. The truth of the matter is, I saw it today, and I actually saw it this morning, I saw it last night, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky here leaves these Divrei Ramban, Merapsim Igra, he writes, they cannot be explained. And I don't understand clearly what's bothering him. He seemed to understand, what is the reason? I mean, the Ramban started out with the whole question, why don't you have to pay Teshlomen to the person that you were made on? Frick there, so why don't you have to pay the kids, the children? Why don't they? The Ramban assumes that to the Bonim there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin. Elamai, for some reason, to the Bonim there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin because there was no Zmum against the children. If there was no Zmum against the children, why is it called making the father pay and not the children? A Zmum Lechatzoin. It's not Lechatzoin at all. He was only made on the father, not on the children. Shlomo Rozovsky says he doesn't understand Poshib Shat in the Ramban. But Ledaiti, the parish of the Ramban is I thought it was simple. The Ramban is going with the Gemara. The Gemara tells us a drush. Vasisim loy kashazomam, loy v'loy lezare. whatever edus they were giving as a ben grusha, the effect of that edus is, can only be had if it affects him and also his children. If it cannot affect the children because of exeris akasav loy v'loy lezaroi, says the Ramban, that it gets involved when lachatzoy. Let me explain. The reason why the children don't pay is because of a drasha. The reason why he's not chayev to the children, I'm not saying clearly, the reason why he's not chayev to pay the children for the hefsid truma is because the Torah is only mechayev you to pay for the person on whom you are made on, loy v'loy lezaroi. You should have been mechuyev for the children, because that is a tetzav the edus. Whatever you do to the father is going to be done to the son. If you're making the father into chalol, the children are chalolim. If you're being mapsi the father truma, the children are being mapsi truma. Vasisim loy says, Vasisim loy v'loy lezaroi tells us that you never do to the edim what they intended to do both to the father and to the son, only to the father. Drosha loy v'loy lezaroi. And then the Gemara, so therefore, there is no chiyuv on the Edim to pay for what they did to the children. They have no chiyuv tashlum and nothing. And then the Gemara then tells us that that's another problem. Because if in contained in their edus was an edus of chiyuv tashlumin, of hefsid tashlumin to the son, to the father and to the son, therefore to only be mechayev the Edim for the father, not the son, entails lachatzoyin, it's poshib shad. Follow what I said.
Yeah.
Contained in their edus was an edus on the children too. But you never have a chayav kashazam on the father. On the children, only on the father. I don't want to, must be sleeping today. You never are mechayev on what you intend to do to the children, only to the father. So that being the case, they can't possibly be mechuyev what they did to the children, only for the father. And the Gemara says, that is lachatzoyin. Okay.
I just out of curiosity, is there a case where you could have a Kohen where it's impossible for him to have a child, and then you would have to pay him? Like, if, say, if the guy was like a tumtum, would you still have like the
maiden and somebody's a tumtum?
And then who's a Kohen? Does he have the dark of Kahuna that he would still lose all these things, and therefore you would pay him because that therefore
probably if you could be such a thing, probably. Okay, now let's keep going. It's going to get a little harder, but not too much harder. Ig the kashle, re'edim shamo ishtei shalplini zinsa, shemafsidin ksuba somimena v'hi neregis, v'im nimtzu zaymimen ne'erogin v'in mishalmin. Mammon, Venish Mishaman Mammon, Veheach Mekaimin Bahem Kashazama Bemiktsas. That's it. Having said what we just said, that you can't have Kashazama in Miktsas, why then, if you cash the Adam as being Adam Zemimin, why do you say, you're saying Neherogin Ven Mishalman? That's a rule, by the way, always. You always have a rule of Kom Levit Ramine. When a person is Mechuyev to Einshim, you always get the stricter Einish. Now, what they wanted to be mechayev the woman, she, in that case over there, shemro ishto shaploini zinsa, shemafsidin ksubasa, not only does she get killed, she loses her money, that the Gemara explains. The Gemara explains why she loses both. Gemara says, misa lezeh mamon lezeh. The misa is what is a chiyuv that because of the edus they were giving was on the woman. The hefsid is because the hefsid ksuba, which she was losing her money. But when it's translated onto the Edim are Ne'erogim and Mishaman Mammon because of the regular rule of Kamad Rabine. In fact, Ramban, they're only getting mixas of what they were Machai of the woman. How can you have Kashazam of a mixas? Vika Lememar, Loi Dami, Diluhosam Mammon Amisa Chadam Milsa Lagabe Chad, Vichemin de Vachai Gavra Mekaimis Kashazamam Lases Vimixas, Karina Be Kashazamam. Ramban lays down an interesting difference. What they were dealing now with what they wanted to do to a person. As long as they're being punished in some way for what they wanted to do to an individual, they are chayev. Here, they wanted to do to the woman misa and hefsid mammon. It's sufficient if we do to them what they were zamam lasays to this one and give them what? A chiyuv misa. Aval hocha, iu, Hosilahai Kayan Ulizare. umafsid minei mamon umizare. In name of Kaimus Bay Bidide, Mixas Kasha Zamam Lasis Loi, Kevin Delay Mikayam Bay Kasha Zamam Lasis Eloi Lavadoin, and not to the children, Lab Kasha Zamamu Klal Gabi Haben. In other words, you need to be punished, Kielu, for each individual that you did something to. By the woman, they were, by the case of the woman of being Mizane, they were made on her, she is Chayiv, Misa, and Mamon. They need to be punished what they wanted to do to her. They are! They're getting Misa. Here, their Hazama was both to the father as well as to the children. What I am doing to the father, if I am Mapsi Truma, that's fine. But their aedis was not only an aedis against the father, it was an aedis against the children too. Therefore, if you're not mikayim, the half, the children half of things, then the entire kasher zamam, the entire aedis is not being affected. Kasher zamam, you're not punishing him for what he did to his children, only to the father. That is what it means, kasher zamam lachatzoyim. You need to be punished for what you wanted to do to an individual. You are. Here, you're only being punished for the father, not for the children. That, says the Ramban, is lachatzoyin. To be kasher zamam, all affected parties have to be compensated in the kasher zamam. The affected parties here are father and son. In the punishment, only the father would be affected, not the son. Therefore, this is called lachatzoyin, and therefore you cannot have kasher zamam. Yeah.
So the chatzon doesn't mean the separate punishments, it means the separate parties?
Separate parties. If one party is, you're getting a partial punishment to one individual party, the Ramban is saying that's not called lachatzon.
But that's forbidden?
You can't have lachatzon, no. The Torah says, kashizomam lasis. You need to, you can only, it's only considered kashizomam being carried out if all the affected parties are being, quote, compensated, kilu in the aidin. How are they compensated? I'm doing to them what they want to do to him. If you want to do to a father and a son, and you're only compensating for a father, that's not kasher zamam. Is there a svara for this? I don't know one. It seems to be just straight gzeiras hakasuv.
How far do we take this? Which would mean, say you make Cohen lose, let's say Cohen has a promise that he'll give someone on his truma or something, you make it to a Yisrael or something, one of his friends. Now you're trying to be masked him. How far do we take it? Is it now Yisrael also? You have to pay for that Yisrael?
I don't know.
Maybe
because he wouldn't have had the truma in the first place. He could have had nothing to give to a friend.
Yeah, so how far do you take it?
I don't know. That sounds to be like, it's less than groma. It's like...
It's the same hefset from his original truma. That's what he's planning on doing with what he owns. So you made him lose his money, and if he was going to give away his money to someone else, who cares? Once you accomplish for his money...
Isn't this far that you go by the number of parties and not the number of damages? Because we have Chaim Leim Mid Rabbanei.
He's not bringing a Kamal Ramini yet.
I know. So I'm saying using that.
Yeah, that's his next answer is going to be that this isn't Lachat Sain because of Kamal Ramini. That's his next answer.
Yeah, so that's why it doesn't matter how many damages you do because either way you can only be punished for one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you should be punished for all of them, the Torah wouldn't say that because of Chaim Leim Mid Rabbanei. You can only give the greatest one.
I mean, that's really the Oy Dehosim, Kevin Rechmanim, Kamal Ramini, Keman Zemekayim Bakula Milsa. Kamal Ramini assumes, gentlemen, that when you get the higher einish, it's as though you got the lesser einish too. That's part of the lumdus of it. Here the Torah is subsumed and concluded. It's a musik. Included in the higher one is the lower one as well. It's a fascinating idea, but that's how many we should understand the musik come later rabbi
neg. Yeah, so when you get one punishment,
it is
the chatzion because you're getting
right. You're getting all, but that's a second answer. I don't think you didn't bring that in until.
So if the woman gets killed, does she actually end up losing her ksuba? Because her ksuba she only gets if her husband dies, no? So therefore, once you kill her,
if they're separated,
okay,
then he also
you kill
gets
her,
the ksuba. So what if a separation
once you kill her, it doesn't go to any yershim. There's no...
Exactly.
Right.
So the ksuba's lost through her death anyway.
Right.
So you're not actually taking it away from her. It's almost like...
No, but you are. Why can't her yershim get the ksuba?
Her yershim would get the ksuba if she normally would get killed.
Why not? Vika de Kashale. Harmina Perik of Elu and Nisrafin. Okay, guys, one more, a little further than this Ramban. Trefa Sharik Pliny, Trefa Sharik Potter. Mishum Tahavali Eidish Yeteochalazima, Vamai, Vamrina and Hocha, Afa Gavla Mekaimu Kashazama, Mekaimu Bumalkas, Bemalkum Delevsher, Mekabam Sadasayu. Ban is asking, says, why is this called Eidishia Techolazima? They get Malkus. Good, they're not getting Misa, they're getting Malkus too.
Why isn't it?
Why is this called Eidishia Techolazima? You will give the Eidim Malka. Good, their Eidis is can't they're being made on a Trefa. Trefa he's Potter. But why shouldn't this be Eidish Shia? Why is this called? The Gemara explains over there. Why is the tray for potter? Because it's Eidish Shia Tayuchal Azima. Right there. Why is it called Yia Tayuchal Azima? Say Malkus. Like Tyson said in his first answer, he seems to be going with that. Viklameim Shani Hossa. Techevin de Gabra Ktila Bol de Miktol. Any dusinatus. Yeah, it sounds like the question is, Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Trefa Sharag Potter. Why, says the Gemara? Because it's Eidus Shiat Hayuchol Azima. Why can't you do Mimazim? Because the Gemara says over there that he is what's called a Gavrik Tilo. You were killing somebody that was going to die anyway. So they you can't do to the Eidim what they were intending to do to the Trefa. Like the Ramban, well, why not? Malkus, he seems to be saying, is as good as anything else. Like Tosis in his first teretz, it's also called Kashazama. Rimin Hoch, Afal Gavdin Mekaimu Kashazama, Mekaimu Malkus, Mekaimu Levshim, Mekaimu Sadasayu. So just like you're saying the Benim, like Tosis' question, he seems to have assumed his first answer. Just like you say by Ben Grush, the Eidus is not called Eidus Yiteochal Hazima. Why? Because they're getting Malkus. Who are then over there? Vika Lameimar. Shani Osam Techevan de Gavrik Tila Bola Miktol Ain Eidus on Eidus Umilka Namile Loki Dale Boy Lemebad Vele Midi Techevan de Lamalkinelu Mibits Diku Dale Abid Klum Vele Katlinelu Mikasha Zamam Ain Mikablin Eidusan Kach Pirish Meirib Yehuda. Says the Ramban, the reason why they're not going to get Malkus either. Why not? Because they really weren't doing anything in their Eidus.
Jason, why don't you decondition the panel? They must have finished here and just turned it off. It's the next room. There's a thing hanging. Just press that button. They must have finished here anymore. They all walked down.
So number one, you see a few things. First of all, this Ramban is disagreeing with our Tosfos. How many of you noticed that? Anybody notice that? Tosfos says by us, Tosfos has a simple answer to this, and the Tosfos Shan says it Mefurish. Tosfos says, Nefesh b'nefesh. Whenever they were being made on somebody to kill, Malkus is not a sufficient kashizoma. That the Ramban doesn't say. But the Ramban says something else, very similar to what we spoke about yesterday, or 2 days ago, yesterday.
He said it's on a timer or something.
Oh, so they turned, I told him to take it off the timer. Ugh. All right, okay. All right. So the Ramban is saying, the Ramban is telling us that, like we've said yesterday, v'hitzdiku, v'hirshua sarosha, there has to be a harsha. They didn't do anything to him. He is considered a dead man. They were not intending on killing him. He's considered to be a dead man. He's going to die anyway. And therefore, says the Ramban, there was no hashos hatzadik in their edus. Therefore, there is no reason. The Gzeres HaKosov says they lied. We're not saying they didn't lie in their edus, but in order to be chayav eidim zemimin, you need a hashos hatzadik. There was no hashos hatzadik over here. Therefore, there is no chiyuv eidim zemimin on them.
Why weren't they hashos?
Ad kedekach, he says. Therefore, since this, huh? Because the Eidus, why is that? Because he was going to die anyway.
maybe he's going to die because he had brain cancer. He's still considered a... So
it's a trefa. Whatever trefa is, I don't know if brain cancer is a trefa. Let's say it's...
I'm saying
no. But the idea is you have to. You were trying to do something to him. You were affecting him in some way. The Ramban is assuming he wasn't being affected.
He's not being branded as a Russia.
So you're saying apparently
because
not.
The Aedis wasn't even accepted.
Why isn't the Aedis? That's the question. Why is it? It's not accepted because he says they wouldn't. It's Aedis Shetil Chalazima. Why is it Aedis Chalazima? Because they were trying to kill someone who's already dead. Gavrik Tilabola Mikdal and Aedus and Aedis. Their Aedis is nothing.
Wait, he's not saying that Aedis against a trefa altogether is not acceptable Aedis?
Yeah, and then he's saying therefore they didn't do anything in their Aedis. They did lie.
Of course
they were ever leisane. But you only get Malkus for a case of Harshos Tzadik. There was no Harshos Tzadik here.
So can you say that the reason that there was no Harshos Tzadik because their Aedis wasn't accepted because Aedis against the, because this type of Aedis against the Trefa is not accepted at all.
Well, why isn't it accepted?
Lied. They never lied because the Basin won't even, if someone goes and testifies this, the Basin will say, whatever, I'm not accepting, this isn't testimony, we're not accepting this, you said it, fine, but we're not accepting this as kosher testimony.
Well, so then you don't need the whole shtickle of Gavrik Teal, all of that. And his whole point was the Aedis is meaningless. The Aedis is a meaningless Aedis. Now, I want to share with you in my last few minutes a Meiri. I think this time, okay, I want to start the next Taisus tomorrow. Just bear with me 1 minute. This is a very, very hard Meiri. And those of you who saw the real Meiris know that there's a long Haggah on the bottom here to try and figure out what in the world does the Meiri want. And the Mitzvah Shem, I want to say, just bear with me for a few minutes. I want to say a big Yisoid in this Meiri. And also to for end for the kasha that was asked. Where is the Meiri in your edition?
It's just a few mefarshim after. It's a few mefarshim after. Just gotta keep going. It's right after the Tosafos Yishon.
No, I found the Meiri, but I don't see the Meiri I'm looking for.
Oh, it's in the bottom right.
The Yesh Mefarshim?
Yeah.
Oh. So he says, look at this, guys. Just read it with me together for a minute, because I want to pull a major yisoid out of this. Yesh mefarshim mishiidu sheshamu me'aviv shamar alav ze bni ben grushu ben chalutza shneman bekach kamei shebiyarnu bebasra vein oimer miyas ze ben grushu ben chalutza vafilu hayu edim ele kohanim shima ta oimer kein pasalt e zara vetar amar vasisim leve leile zara. Good. Vim taimar lahakshir e zara ez ein ze kasher zamam vechein im hayu edim ele yisraelim harei zamos hazamosam bo lipsulis ben oseim lechuna kedin bas cholol zachar. Why? Look at this. Mishum Eidus Sheker. Now, this is very important words here, guys. V'loi mishum leisane sherei lav shein v'maisahu. Elima sh'omar v'itzdiku es hatzadik v'yushiyu es harosha v'hoyim bin hokoy es harosha. V'in bin dayone ne'mar lama huskar kan tzidkas hatzadik v'chi tzidkas hatzadik mechayeves es harosha malkus ela be'edim ne'mar. V'hu shepirshu by bigmara edim sheyeshiu es hatzadik ve'osu in mechrini v'itzdiku es hatzadik demikara ve'emidu al zeh becheskas rosh v'hem ben hakai sarosha ve'achar. Oh, so the first thing the Ramban, the Meiri is saying is that's why over here that they do not get malchus. I'll get back to that Meiri soon. I want to read the next line. This is the most difficult lines in the Meiri. V'achar sheyesha malchus. In oimrim sheyishali momen al she mafsidu truma umatnas kuna shein tashlumer makom malchus v'oy shein kanal agramok siv kashesamam lasis v'le kashesamam ligroin. Okay, the second thing he says is like the Ramban. This first teretz leads to a major hagah on the Meiri. Why? The Meiri says there's no tashlumen b'mokom malchus. If you're chayiv malchus reidim zaymimin, you're not going to have to pay also. But guess what, Rabbi Sai? The Gemara in Ksubis says beferish otherwise. The Gemara in Ksubis says that when you are confronted with a kasher zamam lasais, you wanted mechayev someone to pay. You claimed he didn't pay a chayev. Adam said he owes money. They're liars. They're fakes. The halacha is they pay and they do not get malchus. You only get one einish. But an Edom Zaymimin, Beferish, Ribsa, Teira, Edom Zaymimin, Letashlomin. Normally in Kolatera Kula, you get the greater Einish, Malkus, and not Mammon. In Edom Zaymimin, it's always Mammon and no Tashlomin. No Malkus. Everyone asks, the Meiri here is contradicting a Gemara Mefureshes. What's he talking about? He just wipes it off. They get Malkus in a moment. That's always the rule. That's why they don't have to pay. What do you mean? That's the other way. You pay and you don't get Malkus. The answer, gentlemen, Ledaiti, is the following. I'm going to lay down a Yesoid here. I'm doing it faster at the end of Shir. But hear this Yesoid because I'm going to use it and it's going to, you're going to hear it again. If you don't cop it now, it's going to come back and haunt you. The answer is the following. We learned the Gemara in the last few days on base, We learn that there is a drasha that teaches me, to tell me, Edom Zaymon get Malkus. Frick the Gemara, why don't you get Malkus? Answer, it's a lav shein bo maisa. What does the Gemara mean then in the drasha of Yitzdiku es HaTzadik? What does the Gemara mean? Does it mean you're right? Really, Leisane, if you follow all the rules, it doesn't contain, its violation doesn't contain an action, it's a lav shein bo maisa, it shouldn't get Malkus. Special Xeris Akasiv to teach you that on Leisane you get Malkus. At least in a case of where you're Hirshiu es HaTzadik, there you get Malkus. That's certainly one way to learn. But there's another way to learn. It doesn't mean that Leisane gets Malkus. There is no Malkus for Leisane. But there is a special Xeris Akasiv and Enim Zaymimin. That when you can't be Mekayim Kasher Zamam, there's an alternative to Kasher Zamam called Malkus. It's an alternative to Kasher Zamam. What's the nafkamina now between these two? You see, there's two different ways to understand it. I'm going to show you now a nafkamina here in understanding that Gemara and Ksubis. If you learn that V'Yitzdiku es HaTzadik is a Gilui in Leisane, then the Gemara and Ksubis is saying a big thing. Every Edom Zaymimin ought to get Malkus for Leisane. He did two things. He ought to get an Oynish, Vasisim LeKasher Zamam LaAseis LaAchiv. That's one Oynish he ought to get. And he ought to get Malkus for Leisane. Comes along the Gemara, and you can't have that. You don't get two Einshim ever. So the luck ought to be only get Malkus. Zakh the Gemara, no. There's a special drasha, Yad B'Yad. We make a drasha, Beferish Ribsa Tera Edom Zaymon LeTashlomin. When you have these two Einshim, when it comes to Edom Zaymon, you don't get the Malkus, you only get the Mammon. In cases like ours, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, where there is no Kasher Zamam, then you'll get the Malkus. But when there are two Einshim, Mammon comes first. That's all well and good, Rabbi Sai, if you learn that the drush of Yitzdiku is a Gilui in Loisane. But if we learn that the Yitzdiku is a Nugzeris Akosiv, Loisane, no Malkus. Nugzeris Akosiv. When you can't do Kasher Zamam, you get Malkus. Then the Gemara there has no meaning. There's no such thing. If you're paying already, you're not going to get Malkus. Al Karchach, that Gemara over there in Ksubis must be going according to a man damar. It's Reish Lakish. It's a Tana also, Rabbi Yehuda, that holds lav shein by ma'isa like in a love. And the Gemara is telling us you really should have gotten Malkus for Leisane, but Beferib should term l'teshlomin. The Meiri here has told us that he holds like the second Sad. If you read that Miri before, he said Beferish. Ela loikes harboim mishum eide sheker veloi mishum loisane. Shrei lavshem lemaisahu. El mimash nemar vitzdiku es etzadik. According to the Meiri, and according to the halacha, that lav shein boi maisa ain like in a love, there is no makar for the din of beferish ribsa tera to adam zemin leteshlumin. The rule, there's no makar for it. The rule does not apply. Therefore, the Meiri holds the regular rules will apply. If you can actually find a case of adam zemin bin being chayev malkus and teshlumin, the Malkus will come first. There will be no Chiyuv Tashlumin. Over here, the Meiri is suggesting to us that the Malkus you're getting is for the Hashoras HaTzadik. You also should be getting what Maman also has Kasher Zaman for the Tashlumin. You should be getting for Kasher Zaman, Malkus, and Tashlumin. Zakter, the Malkus always takes precedence. Okay, guys, I'll explain it more tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem. Tomorrow, if the Marmachemis are late for some reason, we are starting the next Taisvis about gold.